Only positive critiques. Honest.
Various artists.
Dominic Hoey is a poet, author, and youth worker from Tāmaki Makaurau. 1985 is Dominic's highly anticipated third novel. Set in pre-gentrified Auckland, it follows the story of Obi, who faces impending teenagehood after a childhood marked by poverty, dysfunctional family dynamics, disorganized crime, and violence. After the May release of 1985, Dominic appeared at several events for the Auckland Writers Festival. Beth caught up with Dominic about the writing of 1985.
What made you want to write about Auckland in the 80s?
It was a time, like I grew up in the time, like the main character's a few years older than me, but that's the time that I grew up. And so I guess, like, obviously that kind of informed, you know, the person I am. And I think that that kind of the way that people live back then, for better or for worse, you know, is gone now. You know, you can't live like that. No. You know, everything's so expensive. I guess I just sort of thought about it like it's kind of like an alternative history in a way, you know, about all these things that were kind of happening in around that time, and like, you know, the Rainbow Warrior bombing or Springbok tour and all of those things, and sort of like imagining a family sort of living in the middle of all that.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of evocative detail, like mention of streets and landmarks, particularly in the Greyland area, but across the city also. Does this detail come from your own memory of Auckland at the time?
Yeah, a lot of it, but also I did heaps of research because, like, I was like, yeah, I grew up there, you know, I lived in Greyland for a long time, so I was like, I remember what it's like. And then when I started doing the research, I realised a lot of my memories were really off, yeah. You know, like, and also I think, you know, just because I remember something a certain way doesn't necessarily mean other people, you know, are going to feel that. So I really tried to sort of, like, interview a lot of different people, you know, watch a lot of documentaries, found, like, these amazing photo archives around the time as well.
Yeah, right.
So that was really exciting. I kind of felt like a detective or something, you know?
Uncovering the secrets of Auckland in the 80s.
Yeah, and it was amazing because some of the photos I found were, like, of places I'm talking about in the book, you know, like, with people doing the same stuff I'm talking about, you know, like, with playing, like, video games or whatever, and, like, or, like, I talk a lot about the dogs in Greyland Park, and there's all these photos of that, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I guess it must have been cool kind of, like, seeing those photos and almost, like, having memories align. Maybe?
Mm.
Yeah,
and it's crazy. I actually saw some people I knew. Like, I was like, oh, is that Sam, you know, and I hit him up, and he's like, yeah, no, that's me, like when I was 9.
Crazy. Tell me about your writing process, Dominic.
It's kind of different depending what medium I'm working in, but for the novels, I always try and go away for a couple of months and just write the first draft, kind of like, not in isolation necessarily. So I wrote this one in Detroit, and I was sort of, in the evening I'd be doing stuff, but in the day, yeah, just sitting on the couch writing.
Yeah.
But I guess the difference, yeah, again, is that I came back to Auckland post that, and I started doing that research before I did the second draft.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, I've never really, you know, I've like sort of maybe gone to a place and had a look around or something, but I've never really spent time sort of going into archives and stuff. So I think that was different. But yeah, I don't know. There's nothing really that exciting about my process. I do this thing, you know, where you get the post-it notes out and you know, it's like the Always Sunny in Philadelphia meme with the string and the post-it notes. So that's cool because, again, you feel like you're like a detective or something, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Crime.
Get the red string out.
Yeah, mostly just sitting around staring at a laptop, unfortunately.
Cool. You mentioned that you wrote the draft in Detroit. Do you think that kind of distance between, like, Aotearoa and where you were kind of gave you some clarity when you were thinking about Auckland?
Yeah, like, I think what it does is it makes everything a little bit more dreamlike because, do you know what I mean? Because I think whenever you go away, you always sort of get that sort of, you know, you're kind of, it's kind of a bit of a funny feeling anyway, you know?
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't go as far to say I was homesick exactly, but you know what I mean? You're sort of, I think tapping into that is always good, and and I think, like I said, like, I wasn't really doing any research at that point, so I was just sort of trying to see how far I could go with just those memories, and also there's not really any distraction, you know, like, but I don't know, because it's the only way I've ever written novels, so I don't know what it's like to do it the other way.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So you're a poet as well as a writer of novels. How do these two forms correspond in your experience?
I guess the poetry is, how would you put it? It's usually often me more reacting to my life, if you know what I mean? You know, and not necessarily like just my life. I mean, sometimes I write about political stuff or broader community stuff, but like, whereas with the novel, it's obviously a story, and so you're sort of going into that. But I find that it's different parts of the brain, because like, when I finish a novel, it takes me about 3 or 4 weeks to remember how to write a poem, and so I don't know the science of it, but yeah, I think it's a different parts of the brain for sure, because I feel like I've only really just figured out how to write poetry again recently.
Right. Yeah. Do you kind of miss it when you're like in that kind of weird in between phase of like you finished a book and you're trying to figure it out again?
Oh, I just feel crazy because it's like I've written my whole life, and so when I'm not doing it, I just like I'm like, who am I? Like
just like crisis. Yeah. I totally get that.
That was Beth speaking to poet, author, and youth worker Dominic Hoey about his latest novel, 1985, available now at all good bookstores.